Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're kicking off round 15 tonight with the South Sydney Rabbitohs taking on the Brisbane Broncos from Suncorp Stadium. We're going to have our full round 15 preview dropping this afternoon, all of our tips, some of our anytime try scorers leading into this week. But I was just having a look at the ladder, and you know, obviously the ladder is a representation of how the season's going. Yeah, I don't need to inform you of that. But when I looked at it, my God, I'm not sure if a ladder has ever been more representative of the season that it is and of each and every team where they're placed, except for a couple of them. Now, for me, I look at the Melbourne Storm and the Penrith Panthers. They're on 24 points each. They're the top two by a country mile for me, and it's not even funny. These two, they are the best two football sides in this competition, and it's not close. So right up the top there, those two sides on the same points. Obviously, the Penrith Panthers, they've dropped back to the pack a little bit. It would have been first outright if it wasn't for the last 2 weeks missing players, but look, let's be honest here. The Melbourne Storm, they've been missing players all season, so it's just the reality of the competition. The Penrith Panthers, they essentially had a pretty much an injury-free run last year. So this is the reality of rugby league. These two teams, they're even at the very top. Now, the next two, and I would probably say the next three, realistically. You've got the Parramatta Eels, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, the Sydney Roosters. Now, the Eels and the Rabbitohs, they're on 22 points each. Do I think that the Penrith Panthers and the Storm are only one win better than these two sides? No, I don't, realistically. I think there is a little bit more of a gap between these two, but I think the way they're separated on the ladder is perfect. And then you got the Eels, you've got the Rabbitohs. The next team I would put into that bunch is the Roosters. Now, of course, I would put them at the bottom of that bunch simply because of all the injuries they've got and all the chaos around there. I mean, they've had three players that have retired that have all been Kangaroos, you know, three of the best players to play their position over the last decade. Unbelievable. So for the Roosters sitting fifth and one win below the Eels and the Rabbitohs, that's probably where I would have them. That was exactly how I'd have my top five. Now, in sixth place, and standing on their own in sixth place, is the Manly Seagulls. Now, for me, Manly Seagulls, they're the biggest wild card in this competition. They're the team that I could see them finishing eighth, and I can see them winning the premiership, or I can see them finishing eighth and going out in straight sets. I can see them finishing in the top four. It could be absolutely anything for the Manly Seagulls. They are a very hard team to predict at the moment. They're the team in this competition that I probably don't want to face. I reckon they're the hardest to deal with. At least with the Panthers, the Melbourne Storm, you sort of know what you're getting. You might not be able to stop it, but you know what you're getting. The Manly Seagulls, trying to keep your hands on Tom Trbojevic, it is just ridiculous. And the amount of passion that he brings to this team and the amount of confidence that he gives the guys around him, I think it becomes extremely difficult. And for me, that's the clear top six in this competition, yeah? And I think it's fair that Manly are a couple of points behind the rest of them because they're the wild card to me. That's how I'm looking at it. Now, it's the next two positions that I think, ugh, geez, I don't know about it. The Cowboys, I've sort of got them at the bottom of the top eight at the moment. That's sort of where I see them, and I think that's more of a reflection of the inconsistency of a lot of other teams in this competition. But they're currently sitting on 14 points. And I mean, that's the same all the way down to 11th, the Warriors. They're on 12. So only one win separates 7 to 11, that big logjam there. So the Cowboys, I think they're in a fair enough sort of spot. The next team is the one that it bamboozles me how this team's in the top eight, the Dragons. Now, I spoke about Reece Walsh yesterday, that he plays three teams in the next 11 weeks at the top eight sides. One of them is the Dragons, which Honestly, it threw me. I literally wrote all my posts that they played two top eight teams in the next 11 weeks. And I looked at the ladder and went, holy shit, the Dragons are in the top eight. Now, for me, they started well. But, I mean, I don't think I've been overly impressed with the Dragons in the last 8 weeks, realistically, to be honest with you. So they're the one team that I think don't understand how they're sitting there. I don't understand how they're in eighth place. But they did have a good start. You know, it's only six wins they've got. And I think that's just the reality of this competition at the moment. A lot of inconsistent sides. It really is anyone's. But then I look at the next four, and these are sort of the four sides that I would say, yep, they're right on the fringe of making this top eight. Do I think they can win it? No, but they're right on the fringe. You've got the Sharks, the Raiders, the Warriors, the Titans. You know, four teams that on their day can do absolutely anything. They've got star players all through their side, but it's just not clicking. There are issues left, right, and center. I mean, you look at the Sharks, there's players there that are unwanted. You look at the Raiders, there's just, don't even get me started on all the issues there. You move to the Warriors, you got Roger Tuivasa-Sheck leaving, you got him moving positions. Like, it might not be a drama, but there's a lot of moving pieces there. You get to the Gold Coast Titans, and look, this is a really solid side, but you got a lot of superstars that have come in. It traditionally isn't a winning club, let's be perfectly honest here. There's always been a little bit of chaos at the Titans. Dare I say they're underachieving sitting at 12th, but this is sort of where I would have them, and I think that, you know, and personally, if I had to choose where I thought the Dragons would be, I'd probably have them just below the Titans, but I wouldn't have them in this absolute bottom group. And this bottom group at the moment, you've got the West Tigers, who, you know, you could argue with me, hey, they should be in that next group up, but I've sort of got them in that bottom four group. I've always had them in that group all season. And, you know, I speak to a lot of fans, Tigers fans especially, and, you know, the Whisperer himself, and he sort of says, mate, we've got a good team. I just don't understand. And I get it. You do have a good team. On paper, you've got 13 really good individuals that run out for you every week. But this club is just built on dysfunction, and it is just constant issues. I think there's a lot of good guys arriving there next year. That's going to be very interesting, especially Jackson Hastings, a guy I got really high hopes for. You got the Broncos, you got the Bulldogs, two teams that, for me, definitely looking forward to next season already, unfortunately. The Broncos have obviously got a new coach, a lot of changes there. Adam Reynolds arrives next year, very exciting. Canterbury Bulldogs, exact same situation. New coach, new guys arriving next year. It's all going to be exciting. It's going to be sensational. Looking forward to it. Then you got the Newcastle Knights, who, for me, you know, they've obviously been just decimated by injuries this year, but, you know, I think it is the reality of this league that you have to deal with injuries. You have to have depth to be able to cover it. I think the problem for the Newcastle Knights and for a lot of teams is that, you know, it's all good and well to have depth. Yeah, that's fantastic. But then, you know, you need the depth in the right positions and you need the right guys to stay on the field. There's certain guys that each team can't lose. And if you do lose them, you need your coaching to really take over and make the difference. And this is where, you know, I think a lot of these young, inexperienced coaches, this is where they really struggle. When it rains, it pours. And if you don't have that experience to cover it, you can be in real trouble. And look, this is no insult to Adam O'Brien. I mean, there's a lot of guys in the league like this. There's a lot of guys that come under the Bennett, the Bellamy, the Trent Robinson. They've come under these guys. It's fantastic. The reality is they're educated in a perfect system. Yeah, this perfect system with the best players that pay less to stay there. That when you get a couple of injuries, you've still got champion players around that change room to sort of make a difference. Now, Adam O'Brien being in Melbourne, even when the Melbourne Storm have injuries, you've either got Smith, Kronk, Slater. One of them can step up and lead this team if the other one's out. There's other champion players in that side. There always has been. They've got a real winning culture, and a winning culture is hard to build. A culture that everyone shows their jersey each and every game is hard to build, and I think this is where Adam O'Brien is having trouble, and this is where I worry about a guy like Craig Fitzgibbon. Craig Fitzgibbon's coming from the perfect, absolute perfect situation at the Sydney Roosters for the last 25 years of his life, heading to the Cronulla Sharks, who, I'm sorry, they don't have a halfback. There's players leaving, there's players going. It's just, it's all over the place at the moment. So very interesting. But the Newcastle Knights, I think that obviously this weekend they get Pierce back, they get Ponga back. It's massive. I'm hearing Ponga's coming back a little bit early to prove himself for Queensland Origin. So fingers crossed nothing goes wrong there, because that would be an absolute disaster for the Newcastle Knights. But I guess the Knights, they're sort of another one of these wild card teams. Now, once you get these key guys back, what can they do? I think it's going to be very interesting. But I think this ladder right now, it really typifies exactly where this competition is at. You've got the clear two at the top, you've got the next two, and then the Roosters are part of the next three best, who, without all these injuries, they probably are on the bottom of that five, realistically. Then you've got the next two or three after that. Then you've got the absolute shit fight of the two groups of four that are in the bottom eight. I think it really typifies where this competition is at right now. I'm not sure if I've ever seen a ladder that is a better representation of how the NRL competition is going right now, essentially for me, outside of where the Dragons are sitting in eighth place.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.